Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Shantae Lorick, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Our theme for 2026 is Obey. Obedience, believe, execute, and yield. And for the month of August, we are executing God's command. And as we lean in God's call to surrender, our scripture for this morning is coming from Romans 12 chapter, verses 1 and 2, and I'm reading from the New International Version, and it reads as such. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The act of surrender is not losing, but it's placing your life in the hands of the one who knows best. Is putting God in his rightful place, is trusting him with all that you have, all that you are, and all that you do. Let us go to the throne. Oh, Father God, we come to you this morning, first giving you thanks. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for you, Father God, covering us through the night and then finding us worthy, Father God, this morning for you to give us a second chance, Father God. We thank you for the breath of life, Father God, that is in us, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the portion of health that you've extended to us, Father God. We thank you for our homes, Father God, the homes represented on this line, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for each and every provision, Father God, each and every blessing, Father God, big and small, Father God, those, Father God, that we take for granted and don't even recognize, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the ability, Father God, to see, Father God, the ability, Father God, to taste, touch, and smell, Father God, the ability, Father God, to walk, Father God. Oh, Lord, and we even thank you, Father God, for those of us, Father God, who may not have 100% of the faculties of our bodies, Father God, but we thank you, Father God, for medicine, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for health care, Father God, and we just thank you, Father God, for you just keeping us, Father God, and the way that you, Father God, see fit, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for you being a just God. We thank you for you being an all-wise God. We thank you, Father God, for you being a merciful God. We thank you for you being a loving God, Father God. We thank you for you being a God that forgives, Father God. And Lord, we just give you all the glory and all the praise that you are due. Lord, we pray for this world, Father God. Oh, Lord, we know that there is so much, Father God. It seems so topsy-turvy, up and down. But, Lord, we trust you, Father God, even in this, Father God. We put not our trust in man, Father God, but we put it in your hands, Father God, knowing, Father God, that you, Father God, will do all things well, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to bless our children, Father God, as they're preparing, Father God. Some have already gone back to school. We ask that you will, Father God, bless the school year, Father God. We ask that you will bless educators, Father God. We ask that you will even, Father God, bless the parents, Father God, as they're preparing them for school. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will make this a true partnership this school year, Father God, that the teachers and the parents will be in partnership, Father God, that the teachers and all educators, Father God, coaches, Father God, counselors, Father God, that they, Father God, will recognize that the duty, Father God, is more than just for a paycheck, Father God, but that they have the precious lives, our future in their hands, and that they go and each and every day recognizing, Father God, the weight of that responsibility and doing it, Father God, to your glory, Father God, doing it, Father God, to the best of their abilities, Father God, doing it, Father God, with vigor, with energy, Father God, and, Lord, recognizing, Father God, that the needs of children may be different, Father God, but, Lord, that they will be creative, Father God, and equipped to meet the needs of the children, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for our elders, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that you will that they will not be forgotten, Father God, in this season, that they will be caretakers, Father God, to check on them, Father God, that they, Father God, will have what they need, Father God, as we are living in times where resources are being cut, Father God, and taken away, Lord. We know that you, God, are a provider. So, Lord, we are trusting you, Father God, to meet the needs, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all things, Father God. We believe you for all things, Father God. Oh, Lord, and we just give you all the glory and all the praise, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just give you all the glory and all the praise, Father God. Oh, Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise, Father God, for we don't know what the next minute holds, Father God. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we're trusting you, Father God, the sovereign God who holds our tomorrow. So we just give you the glory, Father God. We lift you up in your rightful place, Father God, and we say hallelujah, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for bringing us to another fifth Monday, Father God, bringing us to the close of this August, Father God. We thank you, Father God, the eighth month of the year, Father God. And, Lord, we just thank you for that, Father God. In and out of season, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done, Father God. We thank you for what you're about to do, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Lord, we just give you, Father God, all the glory, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we know that we're about to go into the fall season, Father God. We're about to enter into the month of September, Father God. And we just thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us through the first three quarters of this year, Father God, through the seasons, Father God, through winter, Father God, spring, Father God, and summer, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for as we see the changing of the temperature, as we see, Father God, the changing of the leaves, Father God, it is evidence that you are still God. Only a God can do the things that you do. So we just glorify your name, Father God. We glorify your name, and we just give you all the glory, Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you for all things. We're believing you for all things, and we're trusting you for all things, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, from our prayer request, Lord, our Reverend D has asked that we pray for Elder Vicky, who ministered with intensity and power on Saturday and Sunday. Lord, we pray that you will restore her and give her a peaceful week, Father God. We pray the same prayer, Father God, for all of our ministers and clergy people who poured out, Father God, on your behalf this weekend, Father God. We pray that you, Father God, will restore them, that you, Father God, will make them whole, that you, Father God, will give them strength, Father God, and give them a good week. Our Rev. D is also asking, Father God, for prayers for the people of Naples who are experiencing flooding, Father God. Oh, Lord, we know that these acts of nature, Father God, seem to be coming left and right, flooding, Father God. Earthquake, Father God, and there's dramatic loss that comes with these things, Lord. So we pray for those people. We pray that they will have clean water, Father God. We pray that the damage is kept to a minimum, and we pray that they will find that they will be given, Father God, the support and the relief and the help that they need, the aid that they need to help them recover in this difficult time. Lord, our sister Jamie Street has asked for prayer for Penny and Aries Gordon, who are both hospitalized at this time. We are praying, Father God, for their conditions, Father God. We know that you are a healer and a restorer, Father God. We know that you are able, Father God. And we pray right now that for the entire Gordon family during this difficult time of uncertainty, Father God. We pray that you will give them peace, Father God. We pray that you will bring them together, Father God. We pray that you, Father God, will help them, Father God, to be at ease, Father God, in the midst of uncertainty, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. And, Lord, I lift up the Fodderingham family for you as they continue, Father God, to try to make their way, forge their way forward, Father God, following the loss of their beloved husband and father, Father God. We know that you are a God who will make a way. We know that you are a comforter, Father God. So praying, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to wrap that family in a bosom of your care, Father God, and that you will continue, Father God, to make a way, Father God, out of what seems like no way, Father God. We know that you are able. Lord, lifting up Keziah Harris to you this morning, Father God, as she sits in the midst of making some decisions around about her life and her future, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you will help her, Father God, to remember, Father God, you as her father, that you will help her, Father God, to hear your voice, Father God, that you will help her, Father God, to trust you, Father God, with the things that she has to do, Father God. Oh, Lord, you are. We know that you are able, Lord, and we thank you, Father God. And once again, I'd like to lift up the children, Father God, as they make their way back to school, all people, all levels of education who are making their way back. We know that it can be challenging, Father God. We know that there are so many things, Father God. Anxiety, Father God, is at an all-time high. Social media, Father God, so many things that pull their attention and distract them from, Father God, the work, Father God, and simply from you, Father God. We pray that you will eliminate distractions, Father God. We pray that they will always know, Father God, that you, Father God, are God, that they, Father God, will follow what is right, Father God, and not, Father God, what the internet is telling them, Father God. We thank you, Father God. And, Lord, we are in the month of August, Father God, and August is National Wellness Month, Father God. So right in line with that, Lord, we pray for our people, Father God, that we recognize the importance of wellness, of getting good sleep, Father God, of taking time to exercise, of good nutrition, Father God, that we focus on those things that make us well, Father God, not just physically, but that we can have peace of mind and clarity of mind, Lord. And it is also National Immunization Awareness Month, Lord. And we also honor our black political prisoners in the month of August, Father God, lifting them up to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will keep them, Father God, in good health, that they, Father God, will be fed, Father God, that they will not be abused, Father God. We just lift them up to you right now, Father. So we just thank you, Father God, for all of these things, Father God. Believe in you, Father God, for all of these things, and trusting you, Father God, in each and everything that we do. So, Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We give it to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. And please continue to join us each and every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. And as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Please send your prayer requests to our email address, which is askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 827-7806#. Please visit our beloved website at belovedministriesnewyork.com for all upcoming events. Thank you, and we pray that you have a wonderful day. I'll release the line so that we may all greet each other.